We're starting a new perek, perek shishi, very important perek, ketzat mevarchim, all about the brochas on food. So Mishnah starts off, ketzat mevarchim ala perot. What? How do we make a brocha on fruit? So on the fruit of a tree, you say borei preitz. Chutz min hayayin, other than wine. Rashi says, yeah, wine. Chutz min hayayin, shemitoch hashivuto, kavulo bracha latzmo. Because it's so important, it's got its own brocha. V'chein apat, and so to bread. We'll see that in a second. Shlayayin hu omer brei pri agefin. So we say brei pri agefin, all the fruit, other than wine, we say brei pri agefin. V'al perot haaretz, and the fruit of the land. See how the Gemara seems to talk about vegetables and fruits of the land as two different things. Right? The fruit of the land, hu omer brei pri adama, and that is for everything other than chutz min apat, other than bread. Shlapat hu omer amotzi lechem min haaretz. If you eat a wheat kernel, you'll make brei pri adama. If you grind the wheat up and you make it into bread, you say borei amotzi lechem min haaretz. But on irakot and on vegetables, uomer borei pri adama. And Rabbi Yehuda omer borei minei deshaim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you say the separate brocha, borei minei deshaim. Rashi says, yeah, lefish yesh bichlal pri adama, deshaim deshaim, because they're all different types of growths in vegetables of the land, in pri adama. He says, kagon kitniot, like legumes. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Rashi, bai heker bracha lekol minumin. Rabbi Yehuda wants to be as specific as possible. Remember that the underlying principle here of the brochas is, in theory, we could say, she'akol nirmit varul, and be yotzef everything. But we want to try and find the closest brocha, the most specific brocha. So Rabbi Yehuda is even more specific in Tanakama. And he says, even on vegetation, on legumes and things like that, you make a separate brocha. Worst luck is, binani midi. Where do we know this from? Rather, you've got to make a brocha at all. We eat fruit. Mishnah assumes you've got to make a what brocha do we say? Assumption is we have to make a brocha. So, Adetarabanan brings a brighter. And this brighter quotes a pasuk. Pasuk has a pasuk in Vayikra. It says like this. Uvashana harivit, in the fourth year, we're talking now about neter ravai. You know, the first 3 years, the fruits are orla. You can't eat them. In the fourth year, they're mutar to be eaten. The question is it all fruits, only grapes? We'll see that later on in the daf. So Vashana Ravit, Yeye Kol Priyo Kodesh, all the fruits are Kodesh, the fourth year that Netra Vai, they're meant to be eaten in Jerusalem. Right? Hilulim Lahashem. Hilulim over here is in the plural. Right? Hilulim means you've got a Mahalel, you've got to pray to Hashem, you've got to say some sort of a Lahalel to praise God. Right? So Hilulim Lahashem, there are two Hilulim. Brighter says, there's a brocha you need to make before and after. And on this says the brighter, Mikan Rabbi Akiva, Asul Adam Sheit Om Klum Kodim Sheyavarech. Rabbi Akiva says, as a result of this Kodesh Ilolim, if we see you can make a brocha before and afterwards, it's forbidden for anybody to even taste something without making a brocha. Look at Rashi, Kodesh Ilolim Lashem, Benetra Vaikri, the pasuk here speaking about Netra Vai, Umashma. Shnei hilulim, like I said, there are two types of hilulim. Kashe tochalnu b'shana rav'it, we eat in the fourth year, shehu mutar la'achira. Okay, so far what we've seen is, the pasuk speaks about the fourth year. The obvious questions are, what about the other years? What about things that you might not have net to rely on? That's going to be the questions coming up in this hour. Well, it's like, hi, kodesh lim la'achirata, you saying that pasuk can teach us this? No. Hai mi baile, we need this pasuk for something else. What do you mean the pasuk for? Chad de Amar Rachmana, the Torah tells us, Achle Bahadar Achle. You first go to Mechalel. You first go to, because the first year, the fourth year, the fruit is Kodesh. The Netra Vai has got Kedusha. You've got to redeem that Kedusha. You've got to make it into Chilul, and then you can eat it. The Iduch, and the so that's what the first Hilul is. One Hilul is telling me Chilul. And the Iduch, Tarashat Atoen Shira, Taun Chilul. What is it that we make? Hilul on, and we make Hilul on, where we have Shira, we have a Hilul, which you sing. V'sheneton Shira, ein ta'un Hilul. And whatever doesn't have Shira, you don't sing, you don't praise with, we'll see that in a second, there's no purpose for Hilul. So the Pasuk here, which says, Kodesh Hilulim, comes to tell us two different things as the brighter. The first thing it tells us is that there is Shira, and sorry, that there is Hilul, and that there is Shira. That only what shira you make chilul. What's the Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmani, Rabbi Yonatan, minayin shenamim shira al hayayin. Where do we know that you don't say shira al hayayin? So it's ain omrim shira el al hayayin, that you say shira on the wine when you use the wine, right? Shenemar v'tomer lahem hagefen ichdalti et tiroshi. Okay, look at let's read the pasuk in the pasuk. The pasuk of Yeshua says, "V'tomer lahem hagefen ichdalti et tiroshi hamesameach Elohim v'anashim." What is the wine? It makes Hashem and people happy, right? So therefore, even Hashem is sameach, Elohim is sameach. If it makes people happy, how does it make Hashem happy? Mikanch enorim shira el alayin. You have to have shira when you use the wine. The nisuch hayayin, and when you pour the wine libation on the altar, you have to also sing. So that's what that pasuk will be. Look at Rashi quickly. Haimi baile, the third lines of the narrow lines of Rashi. We need this pasuk not for what you wanted to tell me here for chilul, and that you want to make a brocha. We need this pasuk for something else. We buy hilulim lashon chilulim. Rashi says for chilul, right? For taking out the kedusha. Chad minayu ate leorei achle. The one, because we got two chilulim here, plural. The one comes to teach us about achle, that you make it chulin. V'hadu achle, then you eat it. You first redeem it. That detravai is like Masa Sheni, right? You meant to take it to Jerusalem, eat it in Jerusalem. If you don't eat it in Jerusalem, so then you redeem it onto money, and you take that money, and you go and spend that money in Jerusalem. So the same idea there, you first want to eat the fruits, you first redeem it. You extract the kedusha from it, that's the ichlei, the chulin, then you eat it. And the second hilu, Salam decha shelo ne'era torat dravai ela bekerim. Right, the Rashi tells us that this over here is that neter ravai is unique to grapes. Shne'emar kol shilulim davar shemhalalin bo taun chilul v'zehu yain. We said that you only do shira, right, on wine. Neter ravai is unique to wine, and we'll see a machloket now. Is neter ravai all fruits, even apples and things, only maybe this mini, maybe only pomegranates and dates, etc., or only grapes? So that's what the Gemara says. You can't use that pasuk for psukim because that pasuk's taken. So the Gemara said, like this. Now we're back in the Gemara. Hanicha. So hanicha lemanda tani neter ravai. So that, what we just said now, makes sense. Or we can understand everything, right? This is actually the end of the question. You know, actually, Rashi points out here. Hanicha lemanda kula siyume depichahu. Right, this is all the part of the question. It's actually carrying with the question. The question said like this. But if you're saying it's only unique to grapes, then how are you going to say that this hilul over here is talking about saying brochas before and after? And Rashi falls in the gaps very nicely. It says like this. Ha'nicha l'man da'amar. This is kulis yume de pirch. This is all part of the same question. Vachikam, this is a question. Hanicha dilafta bracha mehacha. This all works well. It's at the wheeler and the brochas. Remember the question of the Gemara was, we have to make brochas on fruit from. It says that's all very good that the brochas came from here. Leman de tani net ravai. Right? The itle kol perot ilan betrat ravai. Because all the fruits of the trees have ravai the fourth year. We don't have to have any limitations. The Lord darish mehacha. And we don't have to learn this idea of that which is which has hilul also has chilul, because all the fruits. So therefore, I tell chadul lebrocha. So we've got even if we want to say that you still got to use the other chilul. Let's say that we've got the pasuk of here says hilulim. So we said now there are two things on the hilul. The one is that you got to do chilul, that you got to redeem it. And the other one was only that you make shira. So he says even so. We can still say that we've got no limitations on the fruits. All the fruits are the same. So therefore, we have got a free pasuk here to learn the brochas. It's like what I said, hanicha. Right? If you don't say that, right? So he says, if you only say that's for grapes, then we need those psukim that he's already taken. So how are you going to learn about brochas? Right, that's the grosser. The Michael Mamar Haimi Baile Midrash Shain Hilul Elebimakum Hilul. That pasuk of Hilulim is taken. We've got nothing free up. Eat by Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Barabi. Because that Rabbi Chia and Rabbi had a machloket. Chadam Tani Kerim Revive, Chatani Net Revive. We see there's a machloket. Yeah, not everybody agrees that it's Net Revive, the fourth year of everything that's planted. It might only be Kerim Revive. So the Gemara says like this. So let's say that you're one of those that say Kerem Ravai, that you are of the opinion that it's only for grapes. And you have now taken up one of those Hilulim. So we haven't got a Hilulim left here to teach me anything about brochas. So now, how do I know about brochas? So the Gemara says, that's okay. Hanicha, it would be okay, Iyalif Xeroshava. Right? There is a limud over here where we can learn Xeroshava. We'll see in a second, right? Where we take similar words from different psukim, in different contexts, and we learn the halacha applying from one context to the next, which I'll be able to learn the notion without having to rely on the pasuk. That's what Xeroshava will tell me. I don't need a pasuk to know what Xeroshava. Says, let's see it inside the Gemara. It says, Lamai Dani Kerem Ravai, Hanicha Iyalif Xeroshava. Right, look at Rashi. Hanicha Iyalif Xeroshava. Darish Lemilta Begzereshava. He'll learn his notion of Chilul from Xeroshava. And therefore, Va'aitelei Chad Hilul Lebrocha. He'll be able to free up one of those Hilulim to make a Brocha. The Tanri, Rabbi Omer, Ne'emar Kan. We've got a pasuk over here that says, Losif Lachem Tvuato. Right, this is a pasuk that says, Vashana Hamishit, in the fifth year, Tochlu et Pirio. You eat the fruits. Losif Lachem Tvuato. Ani Hashem Lokechem. So we've got the third year, it's Orla, the fourth year, that's Ravai, and the fifth year, we've got Tochlu et Pirio, eat your fruits freely. V'nemar halan, utvat hakerem. And we've got another pasuk over here, it says, Lo tizrak karmecha kilayim, you can't make kilayim, you can't put one fruit together. Pentik dosha melea, hazera, she tizra, utvu atakerim. What's tvat hakerem? Tvat hakerem here is the harvest, so to speak, of the vineyard. So we've got tvua, lo sif lachem tvua, and then we've got tvua kerim, mala halan kerim, afkan kerim. So it says here, what can you eat in the fifth year from what you can eat in the tvua? What's the tvua? It's all kerim, limited to grapes. So therefore, we've already learnt about the chilul and the eating of the grapes without having to worry about that pasuk of hilulim. And we're learning that Netravai only speaks to Kerem Ravai, to the grapes themselves. And we've seen grapes over here and grapes over there. So we've got a Hilul coming out from the Xerusha. We don't need the Pasuk. So therefore, Aitilei, Chalil Lebrocha, we can now learn Brocha. The Gemara says, that's beautiful. Ve'i lo yali Xerushava. What if you don't learn the Xerushava? So now we haven't freed up that second Hilul in Hilulim to just Brocha, because we need, in place of the Xerushava, we need the Pasuk to teach us about Hilul. So bracha minai, where are we going to learn brachas from? And the Gemara says, "V'inami yalik zereshava." And it says that you do learn zereshava. Then the Gemara doesn't answer that. By the way, where would you learn it from if you never learn zereshava? But the Gemara goes back and says, "Let's say you do learn zereshava. So ashkechen la'acharav lefanav minayin. Even from the zereshava, we freed up hilulim. Tell us, there's a need to make a bracha. What do we know about brachas? We've got somewhere else in the Torah where it tells making a brocha after you've eaten. Where is that? Look at Rashi. Ashkechen la'acharav. We found another source for brochas after you've eaten. Rashi says, Keda ashkechen la'birkat hamazon. Like we see with regards to birkat hamazon. And while Rashi is saying there specifically birkat hamazon, he's saying that is good for bread. We're discussing now fruits. So we've seen the Torah tells making a brocha. Look at Rashi. Birkat hamazon, dichtiv, achalta, v'savat, v'rachti, and dvarim chet. There in Dvarim, it tells us when you eat bread, so then you make a Birkat HaMazon, we understand the concept of a brocha post-act. And that's the most we can get to, says the Gemara. Even if you're going to tell me now that you learned the Xeroshava of Kerem, and you freed up the Hilul to tell you to make a brocha, all we know is to make a brocha at the end. Lefanav Minayin, where do we learn to make a brocha before? Rosalo Akash, that's not a big deal. Why? Because that we can learn that we cover chomer. That we learn from a cover chomer from how much more so. Keshehu saveya mevarech. If a person is already satisfied, he has to bench, has to make a bracha achrona. Keshura ev lo kolchem. He's hungry, isn't it? How much more so you got to make a bracha? If you make a bracha after you've eaten, you're already satisfied. You've eaten ech. Before, how much more so you should thank God for making that food available to you. That's the Gemara's logic. The Gemara says, okay, so now Ashkechen Kerem, all we really can say is, according to this limud, right, if we're using these psukim and we're saying that it's limited to Kerem, all we've already done is find psukim which support us on vines, that we know to make a brocha after you've eaten grapes, or before you've eaten grapes. Sha'ar mini minayim, where do we know that you're going to make brochas on all other fruits as well, or vegetables as well? The Gemara says, Dialit mi Kerem. We can learn from Kerem. What is a grapevine that you're going to get satisfaction, you're getting hana, you're getting pleasure, you need a brocha? If it will make sense, why just grapes? Anything that you want, you can make a brocha on. The Gemara says, no, that's called a binyanav. That is not so pashut. Because if a mafrich, we can crush that, so to speak. We can refute that logical derivation. Why? Because ma'ale kerim shekein chayev bo'olalot. It's because there's something unique about kerim. When you're picking grapes, so we know that there's peyah and leket shichacha, right? All the different mitzvahs, if you leave something while you're busy harvesting and something drops off your, if one or two pieces of, what do you call them, alumot, of grain or whatever fall off your hands or fall down, or you can't cut the corn, you leave the corners, the pook can come and get them. That's leket shichacha and peyah. What you forget behind, what you leave behind, etc., in the piles, right? But in grapes, there's another din called olalot. Rashi explains what it is. It says here, the pasuk in Vayikra says, v'charmecha lo te'olel. What does it mean, olalel? Rashi says, ezehu olalot. What does it mean, olalot? Kol she'en lehen psigin, lo katef lo netef. El shura yichidit shel anavim. A bunch of grapes. And now you pick a bunch of grapes off the tree, so it needs to have shoulders and come down at an angle, have a point, have a sharp look. Like a nice bunch. If it's just a row of grapes, right, you leave that on the tree. You don't take those off. Those are called olalot. You leave them on the tree. So the Gemara is saying, how can you tell me about grapes and all the fruits? Grapes is a special din. So the Gemara says, okay, you know what? We'll prove it then from the grains, right? Look at Rashi here. The Ashkechen, the Itzrich Rachman, a brocha. The pasuk we just quoted earlier about benching is there in the talking that specifically about the grains. When you've got the grains, you're going to make bread. The Torah tells you make a broch after, so we'll tell you there. So now the grains have not got all a lot. So we can say, what about grains? You get hana from them, you make a brocha. Everything else you make a brocha as well. And the brocha is for after. We've had it before. We said it before because it's a kol shekein. So I said, no, you can't use olalot. You can't use kama. You can't talk about the grains in the field. Why? Because ma'ale kama shekein chevet b'chala. There's a special, unique din to grains. When you make bread, you have to take off chala. You have to take off a piece. You make a brocha hafrashat chala. And that's unique. You don't have it with fruit. You don't have it with vegetables. You don't have it with legumes. So you can't learn the din of brochas from bread. The Gemara says, okay, so now we have a classic case. We're going to see this all over Shas. When we bring a binyan, we bring some sort of construct of reading one halacha from the other, either gzereshava or words or binyanei av, and the Gemara tries to challenge and underpin and we say why you can't learn the one from the other because there's something unique in that point, bring something else, something unique in that point, the Gemara gets into like a type of a spiral. And we start going round in circles. We eventually come to the conclusion that let's look at the common denominators of both and try and see how the common denominators can help us derive halacha from them. That's what happens here. The Gemara says, V'chazar din lori zekri zeh, lori zekri zeh. Now the V'chazar, and the din turns around, we spin around, that angle's not like that, and that's not like that. So what do we do? Hatzad ha-shaveh shevahem. Let's look now what is common to grapes and to grains. Davar shenehene v'ton bracha. In both of them, both in grapes, even though there's olalot, and in grains, even though there's chala, what is the common denominator? You get hana, you get pleasure, and they need a bracha. So therefore, it makes sense. Af kol davar shenehene taun bracha would make a bracha. The Gemara is not happy. The Gemara says, no. Now we've got a problem because what's your tzara shaveh? You're trying to find a tzara shaveh, a common denominator between grapes and grains and bread. But still, even grapes and bread as a construct, as a group, as an entity of its own, has something unique. What is that? Ma'ale tzara shaveh shabahen shechein yesh bo tzad mizbeach. Both wine and flour, meal, is put on the altar, on the Mizbeach. You've got a meal offering, and you've got wine libations. Right, look at Rashi. Tzad Mizbeach, yayin l'sachim, wine for the wine libations, v'solet l'menachot. You've got the menachot, you've got these flour, these meal sacrifices. So now, maybe that's why you make brochas. It's not anything you get hana from. It's anything you get hana from, which also goes into the Mizbeach, which would be the wine and the bread, but you can't learn that to anything else. So Gemara says, okay, v'atinami zait it beitzad Mizbeach. You know what? At least we could put grapes into that. Olives. You know, the Gemara says, you don't accept that, but let's say that olives you make a bracha on as well. Why? Because olives also go onto the mizbeach. Now, mizayit it mizbeach, which is what? The olive oil. So the Gemara says, v'zayit mitzad mizbeach ati. Are you trying to tell me that olives, we're sidetracking now for a second, right? Are you telling me that olives are because of the commonality to the korban, to the sacrifices? No. V'habehedik to make kerim. Olives are called kerim. Olives are like grapes. Right? Are called kerim. You've got a pasuk. And the pasuk over here says, this is a pasuk in Shoftim. V'yavar ish eish balapidin. They burnt the torches. V'yishalach bakamot plishtim. And they sent, they burnt plishtim the fields. V'yavar migadish v'ad kama. Right? All the different levels. V'ad kerim zait. And they also burnt kerim zait. We see the grapevines. The olive vines, sorry, they're called olive vines. Well, so that's why grapes are called kerim and olives are called kerim, and that's the commonality, not because of mizbeach. Amar Papa says, no. Kerim zayit ikri, they called kerim zayit. But kerim stam lo ikri, they never called kerim on their own. Grapes are called kerim vine on their own. Olives are never called vine on their own, they're called kerim zayit. Therefore, you can't use that as reason, and the most you can get is tell me that olives also have a commonality because of that. Gemara says, nonetheless, mikol makom kasha. Whatever the case is, we've got a kasha. What's our kasha? Because our tzara shaveh was between grapes and between bread. We wanted to say what is unique to both of them, common to both of them. Sorry, not unique, common to both of them is that they both, you get hana from them, you make a brocha. So if only you get hana from make a brocha, Gemara says, no, you can't. There's something unique to them, and that is the mizbeach. The Gemara's like this, okay. So you're going to tell me that what's unique to them, they got Mizbeach. The Gemara says, Ella, okay, fine. Then we'll learn from seven minim, from the seven species. Right, Rashi, what are the seven species? Mashvada minim, says the Gemara. Right, Rashi brings seven species. Yeah, he says, I remember, Eretz Chitah Sorah. Right, it's also in environment over there, Chet. But try, straight off the seven species, it says, Ve'achalta v'savato v'racht, like we saw already. The brocha of benching comes after you mention the seven species, specifically to the grains, right? So therefore we can say, the seven species, and there's seven species, we make a brocha after we know a brocha before comes from a kosher cane. So therefore we've got the solution. And what is the seven species? You get hanar from them and you make a brocha. Anything you get hanar from, you will make a brocha. So Gemara says, no, again, you can't use seven species. Why? Ma'ala shivata minim. There's something unique about them. And what is that? Shechein chayavin bebikurim. You've got to bring their first fruits to the temple, bikurim. Rashi dachim bebedachot. The Gemara there says, ne'mar kan eretz kibat yer aretz. Ne'mar halan eretz chitao sora. Ma'ala halan shevach aretz. Afkan shevach aretz. You only bring because the Gemara in Chulin over there learns, in Menachot, sorry, that you learn there, that it's seven minim. It means bikurim. So that's why bikurim you make a brocha. But not for anything else. We still haven't proven yet how we need to make a brocha on all the fruits and vegetables. Most we've got to is grapes because of kerem and bread because they brought in the mizbeach. Maybe olives as well because they're also called kerem or because they brought in the mizbeach. And maybe sheva minim because the pasuk over there says sheva minim and then achalta v'svata v'rachta. So it says, V'od, the Gemara says, and furthermore than that, Ha'tan Racharav, Lefanabinayin. And again, we ask the question, the most we can get to over there is the after wedding, before the question, the no problem, the Ati Bikal Chomer, Tikal Chomer, Kishud Avam, Avrech, Kishud Avam, Lo Kol Shekain. So the Gemara seems to sort that out. Now the Gemara says that, but now we haven't really solved the problem. That was if we said that we learned Kerim, right? So we learned Kerim, all we could really get to was grapes, bread, 7 minim. Of course, I call him Tani Netravai. And now, what about the guy who learns the other side of that machlok and he says Netravai, it's all the fruits? Ha Tainach called Davar Netia. That, at the most, would satisfy us for anything that was planted. To love Bar Netia, but if it's not planted, Kagon Basar Beitzi Vadagim, like meat, eggs, and fish, Minale, where do we make a broch on them for? So the Gemara basically comes at the end of this whole Amid, he's stuck. Because we start off by saying that mevarchin al peirot, mevarchin al eitz, mevarchin al adama, right? The Gemara hasn't really spoken about fish and eggs and chicken on the shakol. We'll get to that later. But there's an underlying assumption here that minani mili, that you make a brocha always. And that's what the Gemara said, kiddush elohim l'Hashem. You need a brocha before and after. So that we got through the whole thing of caring, but now netter, we're also stuck. So the Gemara concludes and says, no, you know what? Let's leave this all aside. Ele svarahu. The making a brocha beforehand is a svara. It's logical. It's obvious. Look at Rashi. Now, whatever you look at, you got Kerem Ravai, Netter Ravai, however you look at it, you have to challenge me on every single thing. The one will say that we learn about Kerem and we get to seven species, will say that's the only unique seven species because they bring Bikurim. And the one who learns not Kerem Ravai, but also Netter Ravai, a broader definition of fruits, also challenge it. Why? That's something which is planted. Ella savar, who says Rashi, since you're getting benefit, you have to praise the person or the entity that created them. And that's why the Gemara says, asur lo la'adam sheyehene min ha'olam hazeh belo brocha. It is forbidden for a person to get hana, any pleasure in this world, without making a brocha. Now we're on that topic. Got a brighter. And if you do, you over Me'ila. Me'ila is an Isur. There's a whole Masechet dedicated to Me'ila, getting benefits from the Hegdesh. So really, everything in the world is Hegdesh. When you make a Brocha, my first shiur in Shiur of Kroma, I give him all the credit, that if you don't make a Brocha, it's if you stole from God. And this is the Makor. My Takas. Now, what is the Takana? Rashi says, yeah, Ma'al. Kenehene min ha-Hegdesh. Like Adam from Hegdesh. Tichtiv, Hashem ha-Tzum Lo'ad. It all belongs to Hashem. Right, Kedarin Lekaman. So he was okay, so my takanta, what's the solution? He said, Lechis the Chacham, go to Chacham. And we said, what do you mean, Lechis the Chacham? My Avid Le, what do you do to Chacham? My Avid Le is true, the guy is true. What's the Chacham going to help? He says, you're right. It's, what I meant was, Ed Amar Rava, Ye Lechis the Chacham, you carry go to Chacham and learn. Bilam Dinu Brochas, Kedash Lo Yavoli Dai Meilas, you won't come to do Meila. Amar Gura Amar Shmuel, on the subject, Kodanim and Alamazeb, Lo Bracha, Kiru Nehenebe, Kocha Shamai. So if you get benefits of this world, I'm making a brocha, it's if you got the benefits of Kodesh Hashemah, of the holiness of God. Shneimar Lashem Hashemah belongs to God. Now on that, Rabbi Levi brings steer between two psukim. You just told me a second ago that Hashem Hashemah all belongs to God. Now Uchtiv, another pasuk that says Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem, the Shemayim is Hashem, but Aret Tanim Bnei Adam, but I gave to man. What's going on over here? So he says Lo Kasha, Kam Kodem Bracha. Kan la'achar brocha. Look, Rashi, the la'achar brocha is in the first Amud. Haredi bin Adam. Once you made a brocha, it's yours. Before you make a brocha, it belongs to God. You're making a brocha is the way that you acquire it. Right, so Amr Abchanin, the Barapapa, Kola, Nenim, and Abazibu, the Bracha, Rabbi Chilipa, Mr. Zafroz, Yenig, and Hanar from this world, out of Brocha, Kilo Gozel, Lakash Baruch Hu. It's if you stole from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? U Knesset Yisrael, and from Knesset Yisrael, because it already refers to the whole establishment of the people of Israel. Look at Rashi, Gozel, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you steal his brocha. And Knesset Yisrael, why? Look at Rashi, the first lines there, Keshechato, when he sinned, right, HaPerot Lokin, the fruits get damaged. So what happens? Other people suffer as a result of you. Shneimar, and you pick up a nice pasuk here. The pasuk says like this. This is a pasuk in Mishlei. It says, Gozel avivimo, so to speak, he stole from his mother and his father. Vomer ein pasha chaver hu. And so there's no sin because of a friend. Le'ish mashchit. To who? To this destructive person. The Gemara will just explain this pasuk word for word. She says like this. Shneimar, gozel avivimo, vomer ein pasha chaver hu le'ish mashchit. Ein aviv, Rashi says, what is ein aviv? Aviv is his father. So they say here, right? The pasuk says, "Gozel Aviv." He steals from his father. He's his father, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shemar Lo Hu Avicha Konecha. He's your father. Ve'ein Imon. Who's your mother? Eretz Knesset Yisrael. The constitution of Eretz Yisrael. Shneimar Shema Beni Musar Avicha. Aval Titosh Torat Imecha. Knesset Yisrael. Yeah, it's the whole Torah of his mother. So my chaver hu li'ish mashchit. What does it mean? He's a friend of the guy who's a mashchit, a destructor. I'm bringing about Papa. Chaver hu. Yeravam ben Navat. Remember, Navat was the first king of Israel when the tribes split up into the 10 tribes of Israel and Melech Yehuda, Machot Yehuda, who was Rechavam. So Yeravam tried to stop them from going to Harabai, to the temple. He was scared. They go into the Beit HaMikdash. They'd eventually abandon him, and he stopped them from going there. I think he put like police and stopped or put up idols for them to serve, etc. The bad, bad, bad guy, Yeravam ben Navat. Rashi says, yeah, Yeravam ben Navat, Shechata, he sinned, Vehichtid Yishai, he forced him to serve Avodah Zorah. Kachu Chotel Machti, so is this guy who he's a friend of a Mashchit. Why? Because at the end of the day, he's sinning, he called other guys to sin. Why would he call other guys to sin? ששחיל ישוע בלבי משמיים, right? I think I saw Rashi somewhere where he said people will see the way you're doing things and they'll come to do things as well. Okay, we'll see the doctrine in the Gemara. So the Gemara carries on. He's got a string to Pesukim. The one Pesuk says, V'lakachti degani be'ito. One thing he says, V'lakachti Hashem, saying, I took my dagan, my grain in the right time. Another Pesuk says, V'asavta deganecha, you will go and collect your grains. So is it Hashem's grains or is it our grains? So he says, and then lo kasha, no problem. Kan bizman sheshal sindra tosh makom. When they do Hashem what Hashem wants, okay, Rashi, the first narrow lines, shadagan shlehem, the grain is there. So kasha eno sinus no not lo, maro lehem shu shelo. But when it's not theirs, he takes it away from them. And kan bizman sheshal sindra tosh makom. Come another bright, what does it mean when it says, asafta deganecha? This is a separate limud now, bit of a digression on the same pasuk. Vasafta deganecha means you have to go out into the fields and collect up your grains. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? Ma tamud omar vasafta deganecha. How? When are you going to have time to do that? The fish in there, the pasuk says, there's got a pasuk, which we all know, and there's a pasuk which comes from Yoshua. It said, lo yamu sefer trazim epicha, v'inach tu yom v'lai, leman tishmor asur b'chol katub bo, ki at tasliach et darchecha v'at taskil. You aren't allowed to abandon the Torah, right? You're going to learn day and night in order to guard yourself for everything that's written here, and then you'll be successful with your ways, and you'll become wise. So if that's the case, Yachol Dvarim Kichtaban, does that mean that you've got to do things as much literally as it is? Look at Rashi, Shlo Yasok, but Derech Eretz, you can't deal with anything in the world. Just spend your whole day and night learning Torah, like the Pasuk of Mishlei says. Talmud Lomar, the answer is, V'asafta deganecha, no, you've got to guard and collect your grain. Hen Eg Bahen Minhag Derech Eretz, conduct your life with the ways of the world. In other words, get a parnos, look at Rashi. Aneg Bacha Bahem Im Divrei Torah, right? Learn. In other words, you need to divrei Torah, but also derech eretz. Im tavoli day tzorich habriyot. If you end up relying on people, if you become dependent, sofcha libatel midivrei Torah. You're not able to even learn Torah. If you become dependent, you become a slave. You have to be a little bit independent, yes, that you can make time to learn Torah. That's the Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, no, Efshar Adam Choresh Peshat Choresh. Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, what? Is it possible that a person will plow at the time of plowing? Vizoreya Beshat Zriya, and will seed, will plant at the time of planting. Vekotzer Beshat Zriya, and will harvest. And Vedash Peshat Tisha, Vizoreya Beshat Haruach. It goes through the whole process of all the widowing, etc., and making the bread. Torah Mati Aleh, we have time to learn. If you're busy planting and sowing and watering and threshing and harvesting and threshing and winnowing and baking, etc., etc., we have time to learn. Ela bisman chi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon Yochai says quite simple. Bisman chi Yisrael, sinus no shel makom, when you know what Hashem wants from you, menachtan, naseit, bidei acherim, others will do your work for you. V'sheneimar, v'amdu zorim, v'ra'u tzonchim, others will come, strangers, and will shepherd your flocks. You're not doing what Hashem wants from you, then melachtan nasait edasva. And that's a punishment, says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Shneimar v'asafta deganecha. That, he says the pasuk, you'll have to go out and gather your own stuff. V'lo od, not only that, you don't even have to do your own work, you don't even have to do other people's work. Shneimar v'avaletet oivecha, you'll serve your enemies. And on this, Amar Abaya, Rabbi Asak, Rabbi Shmuel, a lot of people did like Rabbi Shmuel, they went and they worked themselves, Al Tabi Adan, and they were successful. Rabbi Shimon Yochai, people did like Rabbi Shimon Yochai, but lo Al Tabi Adan, and they were not successful. So Amar Rabbi Rabbanan, on this subject, the Gemara ends up by saying, because Rabbi said to the Chachamim, B'metuta minaychu, please, I'm begging you, I'm asking you nicely, B'yomei Nisan, right? Rashi says, yeah, Yom Nisan, right? Nisan is the harvest, Yomei Akatsir. Right, uveyome Tishrei, right? Rashi says Yomei Tishrei is drichata gitot v'abadim. That's when they trample the grapes and the olives. That's the Beit Aban, the I don't know what it's called in English. When you go and you squeeze out the grapes, that period. Lo tidchazu kama. I don't want you to be seen in front of me. Why? I don't want you to come to the Beit Midrash. Ki heichi de lo titardu bizonaychu kule shate. If that's the case, if you don't work when you're meant to work, you're going to battle the whole year. Go do your business the right time. Get the seasons taken care of, and then we can carry on learning. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishur Rabbi Huda Bar Ilai, Boreh, The early generations are very different to the later generations. Dorot Arishonim, the early generations, Asutra Tan Keva, Melachtan Arai, they considered their Torah to be the permanent part of their life. And their work was the less permanent, the temporary part. But they still worked. But their focus was on Torah, not on Parnasa. And they were successful in their learning and in their parnasa. Drota Achronim, the later generations, Shasu, Melachtan Keva, they were more concerned about making a parnasa, but Tratan Arai, and their Torah was just something on the part time. Zovazo, Lo Nitkaima Biyaran. They weren't successful neither in their parnasa or in their Torah. Amar Rabbi Chanan ben Yochanan, another Maimer of his, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai or Rabbi Yochanan Bar Ilai or Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ilai. Let's see what his name is. Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai. Okay, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai. Bore'e shelokra shonim. Now we saw that already. Bore'e shelokra shonim dorachonim. Same thing. Dorachonim ayu machnisin perotein derech taksamot. We saw this a couple of days ago. We had an example in the Gemara about basically with Orma, we said something like tax evasion or tax avoid, where you could bring the unfinished foods into your house and then you could take it off in your house because it already passed through the gates and your animals could eat it. So this is over here. The earlier generations, they used to make sure to bring their fruits, derech traksimon. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, what's traksimon? So over here, Derech Traksimon, Derech Sha'arei HaChatzer V'Abay, through the main gates of the doors of the house. Why? Kedei L'Chayvan B'Maser, they wanted to become Chayvin Maser. And Dorot Ha'achru, one of the later generations, Machasin Protein, Derech Kakot, they went through the roofs, Derech Hatzot, through their courtyard, Derech Kapfiot, through their backyards, why? And all of these things were in order to try and portray themselves with a Maser, because it very, very important halacha, right? We learned this the other day, and we'll see it again. It's going by Metzia, where he says over here that ein hatevel, right? Tevel is the fruit before you've taken off the truma and the maser. He says mitchayev b'maser is not obligated to maser ad sheyireh pnei habayit, until it sees the face of the house, the entrance. If you come through the roof, you come through the back, you come through underground, whatever, you don't see the face of the shneimar, b'rati akolosh bin habayit. Means the bayit from the house. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, afilu chatzer, even the chatzer b'kovat, shneimar v'achlu b'sharecha v'saveyu. Okay, so that's a little bit of a digress with regard to the pesukim which we learned. Now we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that all the brachas we make, all the fruits we make borei pri eitz, chutz min hayayin. Like the yayin we make borei pri hagefen. So what says mashna yayin? Why is yayin different? Why we have a special din for yayin? So he says ilo mishum de ishtane li iluya. If you're telling me because it is upgraded, it's become greater, therefore ishtane brocha. And that's why the brocha changes. I'll say to yourself, I'll say to you, but Hari Shemin Dishtane Li Ilu, olives as well, they become upgraded into olive oil, velo ishtane le brocha, and we don't change their brocha. So that doesn't seem to be the reason. Right? That doesn't seem to be the reason. Everybody agrees that even on Shem and Zayit, if you're going to have the olive oil, you make a bracha, right? Prates. So the Gemara says, no, there's a reason for it. Why is the reason? Amrei hatam mishum de lo efshar. See, like I said, the Eretz Yisrael, that the reason why you say it is because there's another bracha that you make. What are we going to say? Navrich b'rei pri azayit? Are we going to say make a bracha b'rei pri azayit? Pira guf ezar ikri. If the olive is called azayit, right? V'navrich rei b'rei pri eight zayit. So maybe we should make a bracha on eight zayit. Look, actually, zayit ikri. V'havele b'rei pri hapri. And then you'd say, if you said b'rei pri hazayit, so the zayit is the fruit itself. It's like you're saying, Borei pri the pri, right? Be honest with you, I'm not sure. Could be, we say borei pri eitz, right? We say borei pri ha pri. She ha pri kari zayit ve'enzo briat shamayim. Ki b'de adam hi bri. Okay, sorry. So the difference here is you can't say if you couldn't change the bracha to borei pri a zayit, because zayit is the fruit itself. Rashi telling us over here is that the fruit was created by God, but the juice, the olive oil, right, is bidei Adami. It's a, we basically created that. So it would be an incorrect bracha to call the olive oil borei pri hazayit. Right? Zu aval gabe gefen, says Rashi, a gefen hi ha'etz, va'anavim hem pri ha'gefen. Right? So Rashi is a little bit different, because we can say borei pri ha'gefen on wine, because we're saying the fruits of the vine. The gefen is the vine. The grapes are grapes of the vine. The olives are not, is not the vine, is not called an olive. The olive itself is like the grape. So we don't say borei pri grape, borei pri anavim. We say borei pri gefen, the fruits of the vine. So we want to have a parallel brocha with olives to be the fruits of the vine. And we haven't got a vine, but that's the fruits of the olive tree. That's what we actually suggest over here. We say, okay, so then navrich borei pri hazayit. Then say the fruits of the olive tree. Right? Because that would be the same idea. In Amar Mazutra, where it says, no, that's not the reason why we make different brochas, and that's not what Prigaf is about, and that's what it's about. The reason why we make a different brocha on wine as opposed to oil is because Amar Mazutra, Chamre Zayin, Mashcha Lo Zayin. Zayin over here means Mezin. Right, is gives you energy, satisfied. Like we'll come to it as well. We'll see the idea about rice. We'll see the difference between rice and bread. That maybe we should make a bread pri adama. We say several brocha on rice, by the way. No, rice, we'll be sidetracking for a second. But rice is one of the very, very few exceptions. We've got a separate brocha. We say bore minei mezonot at the beginning, but bore nefashot at the end. We don't say the main shalosh at the end, the bracha achorah at the end, even though the same is not beginning, because ras has got a bit of a conflict, where ras is mazin. Ras has certain characteristics of bread as well. So that's exactly the Gemara over here. Right? Because yayin is satiates a person, it gives him energy. It's a mashke lo zayin, and that's why you make a simple bracha for grapes, you don't make a simple bracha for olives. We say, hatnan, hanori bin avazon, but then we got a Mishnah, the Gemara Kasha over here. If you make a neder that you can't have anything that is mazon, mazon, yeah, the Gemara understands the meaning, something satiates you, it gives you energy. Mutar b'mayim v'melach, you're allowed to eat water and salt. If you say you're not eating anything that's mazon, v'avinu bar l'net, the Gemara erevin the asa kashia, mayim v'melach, it's only water and salt. The law ikri mazon, because those aren't all called mazon. Ha kol mili ikre mazon. Seems that anything else is called mazon. So I'm going to say over here, that's, if everything is called mazon, then we're going to say to Yuvta Rav Shmuel, that there, in part of this question, in the Gemara, then Erevin, we're saying that now is a disproof to Rav Shmuel, said, Amre, Ein Mevarchin Borei Minei Mezonot, and Eba Chamesh Minim Bilvat. They said that you only make Borei Minei Mezonot on the minim, from the seven minim, the five minim of the seven minim, not the fruits. And the Gemara said, no, and Amre Behuna, and there Rabbi Huna, to try now, Meyashe, the Kasha there in Erevin, said, but Omer, that this bright over here is not Anoder min Amazon, it's omer kol hazanalai, right? Anything that would satisfy me. So what do we say over here? You can eat salt and water. Alme mashchazayin. Therefore, we see that olive oil is part of the neder, and you can't eat olive oil. If you made a neder, anything that gives me that's mazayin, right? So how can you tell me that wine is mazin and olive oil is a mazin? It's from the Arabian over there that olive oil is part of the neder. If I say I don't eat anything which is mazin, I can't eat olive oil, which olive oil obviously is mazin. Someone says, you're right, backs down. Okay, watch is that we don't say a separate broch on olive oil. El chamra, wine, sa'id, umashcha, lo sa'id. Right? So here, when we said mazin, right, we said yain zaneta adam, right? It's like a filler. Here we've got a new idea over here. Now we've got sa'id. Sa'id is like gives you satisfaction, right? It's sort of like a higher level than just energizes you. It also gives you satisfaction. Umashcha lo sa'id, the Gemara. Look at Rashi. Sa'id, Rashi says, chashiv tfei mimazon. Worth is at a higher level than food. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? The chamer misaid. Where do we see that food is satisfying? Rava, the Rava erev Pesach used to drink wine. Right, and why did he drink wine? Ki hechi de nigrere lelibe v'necho matzah tvei. To give him an appetite to eat more matzah. So if the wine was so satiating, well, how does that give you an appetite? He should be so full afterwards that he couldn't eat matzah. Right, then was no, you make any difference here. Tuva gari, drink lots of wine, that causes you an appetite. Put just a little bit, that is sa'id, that is satiating. That is already something which is very random over the time. You look at Rashi, there's a Tosfot here. It says there, the last Tosfot in the Amud, it says, Tuva gari. If you drink a lot of wine, it causes an appetite. From here we don't look at, you can't drink wine from Mincha time Erev Pesach, right? Because you want to have an appetite for the matzah. Then Rotzerishtot, and if you want to drink, then Tzarich Shlharbe. Then you got to drink a lot. The tuva magri gari, because then a little bit will make you satisfied. You don't want to have matzah. If you want to have an appetite, you got to drink lots of wine and you get an appetite. Okay, me side klal. Like what says, it does it really side klal? Does wine really make you satisfied? But how could you even got a pasuk that says, "The yayin yisamach levav enosh velechem levav enosh yisad," that yayin is mesameach and the lechem is what is said. Right? The Gemara says, "Nahamad's bread." The Sa'id, Chamre lo Sa'id. Rashi says that the seven decree, Lechem Levav Enosh Yisad, Mashma, Sabal Yain Elo Elam Mesameach. Wine only makes you happy. Says Yain Yisamach Levav Enosh, says Rashi. And so Gemara says, yeah, it's the bread which is Masid, and the wine, the Yain, which is Mesameach, makes you happy. Gemara says, no. Elo Chamre Betat, there are two characteristics of wine, Sa'id and Mesameach. Both makes you happy and satisfied you. Nahama Misad Sa'id, Smuche lo Mesameach. Wine, on the other hand, makes you both. Bread only gives you one, only satisfies, doesn't make you happy. What is if that's the case? Navri chalei shalosh brachot. So then if that's the case, if wine now is masid, right, is savei masbia, so we've got the chalte v'svatu v'rachta, so now we don't want to make benchy, but at least you should have a bracha chorna on it. The Gemara says, look by inche sudatayu ilavei. People don't establish a meal on wine. What if you do establish your meal on wine? Should you have to then make a man shalosh? So Amar, look at the answer that he gives him. Amar, like she'avoy Eliyahu, when Eliyahu Navi comes, v'yomer i'avek k'viyuta, if it's considered establishing your mincha, then you worry about it. Hashtami at the moment, batle dato etzel kol Adam, he basically fits in with the rest of the world, and most people aren't kovei asura on wine, and therefore he won't make a me'ain shalosh. Good Shabbos.